Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Elizabeth
and Radar. It's Relationship Intervention.
In case you missed it, mixed listener John called in and is looking for help with this.
I've been pretty much keeping a secret from my wife. 3 years ago, I was traveling to Atlanta for a conference. This one sales rep that was there, pretty much we ended up going back to her place that night. 3 months after that trip, that's when I met my wife. Before the wedding, I get an email from a woman, the woman from Atlanta that I slept with. She told me she got pregnant that night. My wife still has no idea.
Here was your advice.
I feel like I would rather want to find out sooner than 20 years down the road if his kid tries to reach out.
John, I thought about you all last night. Man, what happened?
I mean, well, to be honest, like the whole weight has been lifted off of my shoulders. You know, I feel free, to be honest. It was rough. It's still rough. I told my wife. She was pissed. She's like, I'm in a doghouse.
Well, yeah. You lied.
It's rough. But, you know, I even let her know, like, I showed her the emails and everything to let her know to confirm the fact that this happened before I met her. This was not like a cheating affair type of thing.
Right. And it's not like you lied. You just didn't tell the truth. You didn't. You weren't honest with her. You didn't come forward. Okay.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're not getting a divorce or anything like that. She just upset at the moment, but, you know, kind of worked through it. And my wife, she's such a sweet lady. Like, she even acts like, when it's his birthday, we're going to have to do some things for him. Like, she's going to be involved now, so.
She's going to be involved?
Yes. Like, okay. She's going to help raise him and stuff, so.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, she's an angel.
John.
He's still pissed, though. Don't get it twisted. She's still mad.
Well, yeah, but you've really got somebody special here that if she looked at the timeline of events and you sent her the emails to say, look it, this all happened before I knew you, does she understand that you... It was 2 weeks before your wedding. That's why you didn't tell her, hey, this one night stand turned into a child.
The part that she was upset about is not the fact that I didn't tell her 2 weeks before the wedding, because she says she understood that. And she's actually glad I didn't tell her before the wedding. But she said, what took me so long to tell her? It's been years. That's what made her upset.
Mm. Well, yeah. What did you say?
I was terrified. I was scared. I didn't know. And she was also upset at the fact that I admitted I actually went down there and did a DNA test and did all those things. She felt like I was being deceitful.
Yeah. Well, you kept a part of your life from...
You kept the truth from
your wife. But you said at the start, you feel like a weight's been lifted off of you. So you are glad that you told her the truth.
I'm actually glad I told her. I mean, I didn't know how to do it, but... Mm-hmm. I just laid it out there, put it on the table, said what I had to say, and I feel free. You know, it's, you know, holding a lie like that, that's a heavy, heavy burden right there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it affects a lot of areas of your life. I mean, you can't sleep, maybe you can't eat, you can't concentrate at work. And I know as a husband of three, my wife and I have been together for a long time, what you said before was spot on. You were terrified. You're like, how is she going to react to this? How are we going to get through this? But... Man, you found the courage to do it, so that is really good.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. And it's all thanks to you guys, really, man. I don't think you understand. Like, I've been carrying this for three years.
Man.
I can't imagine.
I got, like, a whole new life.
Yeah, and take care of the woman that you have, because for her to stand by you in this, though upset now, and say, well, we need to be in this child's life. You two may have your own kids one day. That says a lot about her. So you take care of her, John. You got a good one.
Absolutely. That's why I married her. Absolutely.
Yeah. Right. And John, will you keep in touch with us? We want to just know how things are going. Hit us up on Facebook once again.
Oh, definitely. Definitely will. I'm going to definitely stay in tune with you guys, man. I love the show, and I really appreciate you guys for this. You know, it's going to be like a bright future. I see everything.
Good.
That's good. And our listeners, like I told you yesterday, they're going to tell you the truth, whether you want to hear it or not. And that's what happens on Relationship Intervention. We bring one of your dilemmas to the radio, get you some advice. We'll be talking to you next week. Send us a message now with what you have going on at facebook.com/991TheMix. John, best of luck to you.
Yeah, John.
Thanks for being on with us today on Relationship Intervention on The Mix.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.